The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as I've tried to do on a regular basis, have something new for us to start out the program. And this week it's more of a news item, but I think still an important item. And it actually comes from the News and Observer, and it's about the Tar Heel of the Year. Dr. Mandy Cohen, Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, has been named the News and Observer's 2020 Tar Heel of the Year, an honor that recognizes a North Carolina resident who has made lasting and significant contributions in the state and beyond. In the longest of years, one defined by the pandemic and by how world leaders and common citizens have responded to it, Cohen has become the figurative and literal face of North Carolina's ongoing fight against COVID-19. It is a fight in which she's relied most upon data and science, and something less easily quantified, the sense of empathy and compassion that some closest to her say make her a perfect fit for the position. It is a fight that's challenged her to balance competing interests, one that at times has brought fierce criticism from skeptics who dismiss science or downplay the virus while maintaining the goal of preserving the health and lives of North Carolinians. For more than 9 months this year, that philosophy had guided her response to the pandemic, and it had worked relative to other states. North Carolina had avoided the worst kinds of surges, those that overwhelmed resources elsewhere. The hospitals had not become overrun. The ICU beds had not become full. But now, in mid-December, the numbers were rising here, too, and the data that Cohen studied every day alarmed her. "This is really worrisome," she said when she began her press briefing not long ago, and later she repeated the words for a women's group, adding that hospital capacity was growing tight, she said. She detailed the executive order that Governor Roy Cooper had just issued with her guidance, another curfew between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., another round of restrictions on businesses in hopes of slowing the spread of the virus. Cohen was also urging people not to travel and to limit holiday gatherings. "I know that sucks," she said, speaking to the women in plain language, the kind she would not use behind the lectern during her press briefings. "But that somehow made her sound more like one of them and one of us, someone just trying to make it to the other side. Let's be honest," she said, "it's awful. Like we all want to hang out with our friends and our family and to do the traditions we've always done and throw the holiday party we always did and wear that sweater we always wore. And I know it's awful. I hate it." When Governor Cooper appointed Cohen in 2017, he told reporters the state was fortunate to have her, that North Carolina had been in need of a good manager, someone who understands health care policy in the health care arena. More than 3 years later, Cohen in some ways felt grateful that she was the one carrying the burden of the state's response to the virus, as unforgiving a burden as it was. Throughout her career, she has been driven by the goal of maximizing impact at scale, as Cohen described it, and that's part of what led her to North Carolina, The thought that her work could have the greatest positive effect on the greatest number of people. Since March, Cohen has delivered the data and perspective behind Cooper's decisions. Hers is the voice imploring North Carolinians to practice social distancing and wash their hands and wear a mask. In the before times, that is when COVID-19 and pandemic were not yet a part of our lexicon, Cohen's most defining work in North Carolina was likely the creation of NC Care 360. It is the first network of its kind in the country, one whose mission is to use technology to connect those in need with health care and social service providers in their community. While Cohen has navigated a particularly bitter political climate in their state, the pandemic has only deepened divides. Public health officials have not only had to fight the virus, but also disinformation and baseless conspiracy theories. Not long ago, President Trump called Anthony Fauci, a lifelong servant, a disaster. In North Carolina, science-denying skeptics rallied in Raleigh under the label Reopen North Carolina throughout the spring and summer, protesting the restrictions that Cohen supported. She has been approached in public by people who've been angry with her. When Cohen addresses North Carolinians nowadays, she does so in even more serious tones. She emphasizes that now is not the time to let up. She shares her concerns the way a doctor might with a dismissive patient. And she hopes, as she has hoped for the past 9 months, that people will listen. Again, Dr. Mandy Cohen, Secretary of Health and Human Services here in North Carolina, the News and Observer's Tar Heel of the Year. Obviously, that information was taken from the news article in the News and Observer about the award, and I had to heavily edit it in order to fill the time or meet the time constraints with this program. All right, dueling dinosaurs coming to Raleigh. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh, and the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be, but it won't be anytime soon. The museum is going to expand to house the exhibit with a grand opening set for fall of 2022. So what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, it's one of the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons, and the second one is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot. The name of the exhibit, Dueling Dinosaurs, comes from paleontologists' theory that the two dinosaurs fought to death on that site some 67 million years ago. The exhibit is a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the Museum of Natural Sciences and viewers over the Internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for millennia. The state employees Dino Lab, the State Employees Credit Union, rather, Dino Lab, sponsored by the State Employees Credit Union, will offer educational outreach to North Carolina school children and hands-on opportunities. Bank of America is the worldwide educational sponsor of Dueling Dinosaurs and will support live streaming from the Dino Lab, where research will be undertaken on the specimens in full public view. The result will be the largest public paleontology project in history. All right, the Women's Hall of Fame, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, And Nobel laureate, beloved author Toni Morrison, will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame as part of a posthumous class of black honorees that also includes Henrietta Lacks, whose cells were widely used in biomedical research, Barbara Hillary, the first black woman to travel to both the North and South Poles, and civil rights activists Barbara Rose Johns Powell and Mary Church Terrell. The evening ceremony will be the first in a series of planned virtual inductions meant to correct a lack of diversity among honorees, Hall officials said in the news release. In order to openly acknowledge and amend the disparities within the nomination pool, the virtual induction series will recognize and induct other marginalized women of achievement, including those from the Latinx, Asian, North American, LGBTQ plus sisterhoods, as well as additional black women. The National Women's Hall of Fame was founded in 1969 in Seneca Falls, the site of the first Women's Rights Convention. Of course, Aretha Franklin had dozens of hits over a half century, and her signature song, Respect, has stood as a cultural icon. She won 18 Grammy Awards and in 1987 became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Toni Morrison helped raise American multiculturalism to the world stage. She was nearly 40 when her first novel, The Bluest Eye, was published. After just six novels, Morrison, in 1993, became the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize. In 2012, Barack Obama awarded Morrison a Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the Women's Hall of Fame inductees. All right, let's check out what's going on at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. Friday through Sunday, January 8th through the 10th, it's Brad Williams. Brad is known for dishing out raunchy, no-holds-barred comedy in clubs across America, having caught his big break opening for Carlos Mencia. Since then, he has gone on to release two hit Showtime specials, including 2016's New York Times-acclaimed Daddy Issues. Friday through Sunday, January 15th through the 17th at Goodnight's, D.C. Curry. Don D.C. Curry is a certified comedy heavyweight who is best known for his roles as the hilarious Uncle Elroy in Next Friday and Friday After Next. A master of comedic timing and delivery, Curry has also delivered huge laughs on BET's Comic View, HBO's Def Comedy Jam, and Adult Swim's Black Jesus. Then Thursday through Saturday, January 21st through the 23rd, it's Jeff Dye. Jeff is a nationally touring comedian, actor, host, prankster, and Bigfoot enthusiast. He starred in NBC's comedy adventure series Better Late Than Never for two seasons. Monday, January 25th, it's Curtis Connor. Curtis started performing stand-up comedy in 2013, and he also amassed a following of over 300,000 on the social media app Vine before it shut down. Connor continued to perform all over Canada, including several sold-out headlining shows in Toronto. Thursday through Saturday, January 28th through the 30th at Goodnight's, Jason Mewes. It's apparent that Jay, the vocal half of Jay and Silent Bob, is a toned-down version of his iconic loudmouth character, a fast-talking, foul-mouthed, oversexed, but ultimately harmless guy. Thursday through Saturday, February 4th through the 6th, Shane Gillis. Shane is a comedian out of New York. and is one half of the Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. He's been featured on CNN and in Time Magazine, Fox News, Al Jazeera, HBO, Rolling Stone, The New York Times, The Cometown Podcast, Comedy Central, and almost Saturday Night Live. Thursday through Saturday, February 18th through the 20th, is Sam Tripoli, a practitioner of the deadly art of comedy. Sam views comedy as a calling rather than a profession. It's a passion that he preaches to audiences live in nightclubs, radio, television, and podcasts nationwide. Thursday through Saturday, February 25th through the 27th, Mark Normand, an extremely prolific stand-up. Mark previously had a one-hour and a half-hour comedy special and has made an unparalleled 7 appearances on Conan, 3 appearances on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and 1 appearance on both The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and The Late Late Show with James Corden. A special note, all shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club are 18 plus, unless noted. The Carolina Theater of Durham has announced it will be temporarily closing for 6 months. That, according to an announcement from the entertainment venue, the Performing Arts Center will be closed from January 1st through June 30th. A spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The theater has not operated at full capacity since March. Anyone who has purchased tickets to an event at the theater should hold on to the tickets until the event happens as scheduled or until an event has been postponed or officially canceled. As well, don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st of 2021. City Council has moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled this year, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues have been shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night Raleigh's New Year's Eve Celebration, and many, many others too numerous to mention. Again, we'll talk about the free operas being broadcast. Lovers of opera, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the live and HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmission, starring all of the opera's greatest singers. For details, check out their website, metopera.org. All right, let's check out the PNC Arena. Not a whole lot going on there. We're anticipating some events coming up. Saturday, February 20th, scheduled currently, the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series. That actually will take place at Carter Finley Stadium. And then the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship rounds that were scheduled for Raleigh in March, those dates have been relocated to other areas. Then coming up March 23rd, Michael Bublé. June 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour in August. Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour, also in August. Luke Combs in September, What You See Is What You Get tour. Then Harry Styles, Love on Tour. That's the tour coming Tuesday, October 12th. Again, all these dates are tentative depending on what's going on with the pandemic. From the amphitheaters in the area, nothing on the schedule currently the rest of this year, which, of course, just another week. And then in March, they'll have their bourbon and beer bar, bourbon and barbecue festival set for March 26th and 27th. Also scheduled currently, the second annual Tacos and Taps in April. And the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. That's all at Cocobooth Amphitheater. And again, the dates are fluid. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Their schedule for 2021 starts April 17th. With Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour in June. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett's Centerpoint Road Tour 2021, Kids Bop Live, the Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and then Matchbox 20 2021. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. And how about Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh? July, let me see here. They're going to start out in May with Maren Morris, and then in June, Primus. July dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021 is Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. And, of course, it's IBMA's World of Bluegrass Concerts in October of next year, all that at Red Hat Amphitheater. If your family was thinking about a trip to Raleigh's Pullen Park, there are a few things you should know. The park's popular carousel is closed because of COVID-related precautions, and the park's kiddie train will now be closed until late February for regular track maintenance. The park's kiddie boats are open, but with limited capacity. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. The schedule there, Pretty Woman the Musical has been postponed. No date announced, as has To Kill a Mockingbird. It is postponed. So is Oklahoma. And with all three of those events, they have been postponed, and a date will be announced later. Tuesday, April 27th, it's an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Mid-May, it's Trolls Live. Monday and Tuesday, June 14th and 15th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Also in June, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Then in July, it's Eliza Forever, the Forever Tour. August, A.R. Rahman. And also in August, Get the Let Out. Now, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, they've scheduled several streaming events over the next couple of months. It starts at 8 o'clock. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. And their schedule starts in January, Saturday the 16th, Musician's Choice, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. Then Saturday, January 23rd, it's another postponement. This Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. Again, that has been postponed. Thursday, January 30th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons with the North Carolina Symphony. This is a streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, this from Carolina Ballet. The ballet opens their season with the pure elegance of dance in the return of artistic director Zalman Raphael's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. That's at Memorial Auditorium currently. Friday, February 5th, Friday Favorites, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. On February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango, a streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony. Classy and sophisticated for your Valentine, beloved romantic music like Debussy's Clair de Lune combines with fiery tangos by Piazzolla. Once again, that's Saturday, February 13th. Then on the 27th of February, which is a Saturday, Famous Overtures. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. An event postponed, Franco Escamilla, and that was due in early March. Once again, it has been postponed. No new date announced. Then March 5, 6, and 11, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. This is a symphony streaming event and is also available to the public from Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, it's Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is from Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage in March is Robert Weiss's revered ballet, Four Seasons. Vivaldi's renowned piece of music paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography leaves no doubt as to why this is a favorite. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.